The Gilded Fan by Christina Courtney, narrated by Julia Franklin.
Prologue. The 27th of December, 1640. On the coldest day of the year of the dragon, the great temple bell tolled, keeping time with the heavy steps of the mourners as they trudged through the snow. The deep, resonating sound echoed around the nearby hills and across the valley. Its harsh notes were as unyielding as death itself. The snow, which had arrived so unexpectedly the night before, was soft and malleable, clinging to every surface, as if to shield it from harm. The silhouettes of the rooftops were blurred and merged with the white frosted trees behind them. On the ground, an endless vista of smooth, shimmering surface assaulted the eye. It was almost blinding in its intensity, but so beautiful, it was impossible to look away. The whole created a pleasing effect, which at any other time would have delighted Midori Kumashiro. Today, she felt nothing but a hollow emptiness at the sight, because her mother, Hannah, was no longer there to see it with her. With heads bowed in respect, the silent group followed the urn towards the temple, high up on the hill opposite the castle, where Buddhist monks and priests awaited them. Their low-pitched voices, chanting prayers for the deceased, could be heard despite the din of the bell. Midori suppressed a shudder. To her, it was an eerie sound, as if the whispering of their ancestors' souls mingled with human voices to lament her mother's passing. The sad truth, however, was that her mother didn't have any ancestors here, and there was no one who really cared, apart from Midori herself. Hannah had been a gaijin, a foreigner from a land so far away, Midori had trouble even imagining it. She'd come to Japan by stowing away on a trading ship, and once there had met and fallen in love with Taro Kumashiro, Midori's father, a powerful daimyo warlord. Her parents had loved each other deeply, and despite their cultural differences, lived happily together until the previous year, when Taro had been killed in a hunting accident. From that moment on, Midori knew her mother no longer wanted to live. "Well, you have your wish," she thought now. "But did you think of me?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?